goodbye.
Recording. We are recording the 27th hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It's the 12th of April 2021. Monday as always. And, oh, do we have a show for you tonight? Do we not?
Yes, we do.
Yes. It's the Captain and the Doug, Dead and Doug show on the 27th hour for you and you and you and you and also you. Good evening, Doug. Cheers. This is a chill episode. We're gonna hear some tunes and we're gonna talk about them maybe. Maybe we'll talk about other things that might strike our fancy.
We're gonna drink beer.
Doug's gonna drink beer.
I guess we could do that. Just like Karen doesn't drink beer.
We're at home anyways, we're not in the studio. So
we would never drink beer in the CKUT studios.
That's not allowed.
No, that's forbidden.
Yeah, verboten. I chose a bunch of songs this week that have to do with the future. They're all something about tomorrow and stuff. So coming into your ears right now, loyal listeners, will be Radio Birdman.
Nice.
And some Jack Henning and the Breaking Point Group.
All right.
Yep. Take it away, radio.
Spin the record.
Come on, record.
We'll be right back.
We're back.
We're back. Here we are. I didn't go anywhere. Did you?
We're back talking. So, yeah.
Don't talk back to me.
That was a good set, Graham. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that was just little two songs. Radio Birdman, New Race. There's going to be a new race of people who are going to punch you out, apparently. And Jack Henning and the Breaking Point Group with Maybe Tomorrow, which is a very jerky sounding song.
That's interesting. I was just talking to an individual about how he had traveled to Australia and had been punched out several times.
Well.
So it's kind of an Australian thing.
They make songs
thing.
About it. Yeah. It's part of their culture, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone down there is always telling you they've got such a bad attitude.
Towards
always
each other?
Telling you to go, they always say, go die, mate.
And you've never heard anyone say that here?
Go die.
I heard a dispute between two elderly people once. Yes. And, basically one told the other that they would outlive them. And then they would come back and fuck up their shift. So, it does happen right here as well.
That's amazing. I like that. Well.
Yeah.
I wonder what started that conversation between them.
It was a dispute over oregano. I can tell you that. I do know that.
Over
the things you see. Every once in a while you witness like one of those altercations between two people where they just tell each other off, and there's a certain beauty to it. Like another one that I once saw, these two kids were crossing a street, and then this guy pulled up in his car and he's like yelled at them for being in the way. And like the teenager basically goes like, suck my cock, whatever. And then the old man like opens his door, puts one foot out, leans over the car window, and he's like, you don't have a cock. And the kid comes back and he's like, well, what am I going to put in your mouth then? I was like, all right, guys.
That leads in perfectly to this next selection.
Here we go. We're going to listen to Leather Forever and then Den of Demon. And then The Kids Are All Right, and then Helter Skelter.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
We'll be right back.
stories. You want to hear my Guns N' Roses stories?
That was Susie and the Banshees with Helter Skelter.
And another thing about Guns N' Roses is that I never really liked them at first. The first time I heard them was in a bowling alley in Rochester, New York. And the American kids that I was with all knew this cool new song. And I was like, what is going on? I was like, yeah, I don't know. I like listening to like the orchestral soundtrack music of like Batman movie and stuff. At the time, I was pretty cool. I was a little punk. In 1989.
You guys call this rock and roll? Is that what this is called?
That's right. And then years later, I was walking through a parking lot, a vast wintry parking lot at York University in the mid-90s, and found a tape just lying on the ground, and I picked it up, and it was Appetite for Destruction. And for years, that was my, in fact, not just for years, but that has only been my only ever copy of that commercial recording release by the... And how much rock and roll band known as Guns N' Roses.
And how much did you listen to it?
Not very much at all. I think once to verify its quality.
Yeah.
Like its actual physical ability to reproduce sound. But I didn't really listen to it.
I used to listen to a lot of Top 40s radio when I was working with other people and that have crappy taste in music. And Guns N' Roses would come on, but whenever Black Sabbath would come on, that was always like a huge relief.
They're in luck, and so are you, because after the Ramones, we're going to hear from Black Sabbath.
Oh, perfect.
Here on CKUT 90.3 FM, the 27th hour.
Yeah. Corpo Records, the people who brought you the hits of the 50s and 60s and the hits of the 70s and 80s, present the most unique collection of hits yet. Yes, it's the Hits of the Future, featuring all kinds of great hits from the 22nd century. You get the Frigatrons.
Zyglor is our leader. Zyglor is all-knowing. Zyglor is our leader.
Who won't be able to forget the Calbo 7?
Zyglor is our leader. Zyglor is all-knowing. Zyglor is our leader.
And, of course, the Irish Rovers.
And I said thank you, Zyglor, for keeping us alive through artificial means.
The Hits of the Future, available only from Buerpo Records. Get yours tomorrow.
Curfew in Sector 17.
Thank you, Zyglor.
Indeed.
And thank you, the Vestibules, Montreal's very own, for Hits from the Future.
Yeah, we didn't really explain what we listened to there previously. So,
we should.
Yeah, we listened to Leather Forever, and that.
But it was only about a couple of minutes, right?
Larry Wallace. Sorry. I was having complete... I couldn't remember who was by. Larry Wallace doing Leather Forever. And then we listened to... Turbo Negro.
Yes.
Doing Denim Demon. Which was a great track.
It always is.
Yeah. And I don't know if you noticed what I did there, but Leather and then Denim.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's very clever. So you've got a sartorial theme happening here.
Yeah. Then we listened to Calamities, Kids Are All Right, and then Susie and the Banshees with Helter Skelter, which is a great cover. And like I was saying, that should really just be the original.
Yeah, Doug said that should be the original.
It should be. History should
and
remember
then the Beatles,
that.
Then the Beatles version would be their cover of the Susie and the Banshees version?
It would just be irrelevant.
It would be
a footnote. But you were saying that the Helter Skelter, and I didn't realize this, is an actual thing?
It's a slide. It's a British thing. It's like a double helix kind of slide in a tower that you would find at a country fair. A Helter Skelter.
See, I was interpreting
it. You can see it on Peppa Pig.
Right.
My cultural cornerstone at the moment.
There's a lot of
British culture.
Peppa Pig fans
and the
out
world.
There. Yeah.
It's a good show. What's this?
This is Gang of Four with Damaged Goods. And then we're going to listen to two songs by the same title, our recurring theme, our recurring whatever it is. And they're both called Trash.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
You know the change will do you good. You know the change will do you good.
good. Refund the cost. You saved your cheap but you're so smart.
Your sweat so sour. Sometimes I'm thinking that I love you, but I know it's only lust. The change will do you good. I always knew it would. You know the change will do you good. You know the change will do you good.
Take my night away. And please. you, lover boy.
Try it! Pick it up. Take them lights away. Try it!
Welcome back to the 27th hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder.
Yeah.
CKT.
That was two songs.
90.3 FM.
That would...
I feel like we're saying the same thing. That was Gang of Four.
Gang of Four.
Damaged Goods. After that, you heard just like this. The Doll. Trash. And then New York Dolls with Trash. So our returning segment, songs of the same title, has returned.
Yeah. Sorry, I was being very annoying there, Doug. My apologies.
If I could slap you, but I can't because you're only connected by Zoom.
Maybe it's better that way. You just turn me off anytime you need it.
It's true. I do have control over that, actually. I could have just muted you. Yeah. This has been a lot of fun, Graham. Thanks for coming to hang out.
Hanging out.
We didn't organize a theme.
We're just kind of chilling, doing the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a couple of songs coming up. Place to Bury Strangers, about leaving tomorrow. Your Friends and Mine, the Nymphettes.
Nice.
If I Wake Up Tomorrow. And Charlie Magiera, with Tomorrow's Gone, which is really just, I think, probably his most beautiful song. It's also very sad. A lot of his things are very sad. But this is a really nice one. I like it. What do you think of it? Do you know it? I've played it before.
Yeah, I like it. It's very atmospheric. I like it when he gets into his more Sabbath-y kind of moments, but it is very beautiful. He has a great guitar tone.
He had like one of those funny echo guitars that had like a built-in kind of reverb to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, different switches and things.
Oh, like an electronic effects guitar.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Very garage, though.
Yeah. too awesome to live. Poor guy. Here's Place to Bury Strangers, though.
Yeah.
This is a nice song.
It's a beautiful song. The lyrics are something about like, say you love me quick, or something like that. I can't remember exactly. I don't know exactly what they are because I don't understand Hebrew.
Neither do I. Heartbroken.
Good old Charlie. We like him on the show. I do. It's nice to have a bit of a chill out on the show. We play a lot of fast and aggressive music a lot of the time, but I like to like pull it back a little bit.
Yeah, and we're gonna get back to that. Sorry,
and then you blast the people in the face.
Yeah,
with very aggressive, loud punk rock.
Yeah,
but I think this is punk rock too.
I can't tell if it's disrespectful that we're just talking over this right now, or if because we did say we were gonna do this.
But it's certainly changed my demeanor, my on-air.
It's true. Yeah, it's kind of more laid back. we have a song coming up that we received an email. And we get, I don't know, these like business, music business, promotional types sometimes waste their time by emailing us like releases and stuff. And a lot of it is just
way, haven't done the research, really.
Way off the mark.
Yeah. And however,
I guess we do play a broad selection of music and so on and so forth, but not that broad. But we did receive an email recently, and I really enjoyed the band, so we're going to play it.
We both did.
We both did, yeah. And
do you remember what they're called?
Yeah, that's a good question. I like them so much.
Let's do a test.
Do you remember what they're called?
I don't.
Oh, because it's... I know, okay. No, I remember what it's called. Pop, pop, vernac.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. But we're going to play you on
but
the show.
Now we'll remember it because we forgot
pop, pop,
it.
Pop, pop, vernac.
Yeah. And to be honest, like, we received a download from these dudes who are hailing from Regina, Saskatchewan. Turtle Island, as they put it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, respect. I have some Saskatchewan roots myself. My mom spent a long time in Regina. So that caught my attention right away. Said, this is from Regina. It's either terrible or it's really good.
And they said they were big fans of our show.
Which could mean a lot of things. Which could or may or may not be true, Graham. Don't let the Nigerian prince sweet talk his way into your life. You know, just because somebody writes something in an email doesn't mean it's true.
We're from Saskatchewan.
But in this case, it has turned out to be good. And I will say this one thing. In this download we received, they made a video for every single song.
That's good.
Which, having made like one or two videos to music in the past, I'm impressed by. Because that takes a lot of work. And they appear to be coordinated. It's not just that they grabbed random footage. So, kudos, guys.
But the songs aren't very long, so it's less work, perhaps? Do you think?
Don't diminish them, Graham.
No, I'm not trying to diminish them. I'm just saying, like, it is a great accomplishment.
The song the songs are very short. The songs are very... No, I understand what you're saying, but we're going to listen to Very Nature.
Here it is. What is your name? I can't recall. My vehicle's shirt is falling off. This bathroom stop. I'm running tap is my alarm. I'm wearing shoes, but now my socks. My socks. Where are my socks? Where's my phone? Where did I park? The walk of shame is all day long. The Primrose Path is barely home. An obelisk can push my foul. I have to make up for something wrong. I have to make up for something wrong.
It's gonna take my life. tattered khaki in foreign mud for the World War cameras and love.